So welcome back. We are now going to get into the spoilers of Solo.
Look at that enthusiasm. Look at that enthusiasm. Now he's just like, I really want to rip this movie to shreds.
Yes, I really do want to rip this movie to shreds. But let's go ahead and talk about some spoilers and just spoil the movie for everybody because it's not, matter of fact, it's not even worth spoiling the shit. But let's just do it anyway. All right, Barry, let's go.
One thing said Darth Maul was the best part about it. So
Darth Maul made an appearance?
We'll get into that. So here's a article that says, Solo isn't flying so high, delivering soft Memorial Day weekend debut. It has pulled in $100 million.
That's it?
Opening weekend.
Oh, that's not good. I know what's going to happen now. They're going to go all in with J.J. Abrams. Fuck. God help me, dude. They're going to go all in because J.J. Abrams didn't have any shit to do with this production.
Definitely.
All in with that asshole.
Only up to J.J. to save Star Wars.
J.J. is the only one who knows how to do this, and Kathleen Kennedy's going to go right there to him. Infant's Nest. Apparently, she was something big time. This could have been badass if she'd been like a Jedi Padawan or something.
Who was she? Where we were going with this?
Was she an expanded universe or something? I mean, she...
That I do not know. Shout out to the Rebellion. But that, I didn't really give a shit about that, so fuck it.
He said, shout out to the Rebellion. For Mike, there's a couple of things going on right now. Three things that we should bring up. One, the whole backstory for Han Solo just doesn't matter. It starts off with him stealing something, trying to get back to his girl, and Amelia Clark, and she gets captured. He doesn't see her for several years. He tries to join the Empire to fight in wars. He meets Woody Harrelson. And Woody Harrelson is faking his way through trying to steal stuff from the Empire where they meet Han Solo. And Han Solo just thinks Woody Harrelson's character is just so great and he has to go with him because he knows what they're up to. He's like, hey, you're a criminal. I'm a criminal. We should just be criminal friends together.
Why does it sound like Fast and Furious?
Oh, God.
One thing that does happen while he's in the Empire military is that he's thrown into the brig, but the brig also has Chewbacca just being like some random monster that he's stuck in there with. The monster's supposed to come attack him. Han Solo somehow speaks the Wookiee language, and he's like,
that was actually a little fun. That was kind of funny.
Speaks the Wookiee language, is like, hey, well, let's bring her out of here, and that's how he meets Chewbacca. That is okay.
Yeah.
So this movie centers around them trying to do this heist for fuel because Woody Harrelson, hey, well, we can make this big score. Let's do this. A train heist. What happens on the train heist? The Marauders show up, try to beat Han Solo and Woody Harrelson group to the punch. And they were like, well, that was random. Like, why did these Marauders show up? We don't know. Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead and explain it for him.
Random Marauders show up. Woody Harrelson's girlfriend dies because during the heist, and his other partner, crew, and this thing is killed. Long story short, the heist fails. They have to talk to the Crimson Sun because they were the ones, they were trying to steal this Protraxium for Crimson Sun. That's when
you. That sounds like you have a diarrhea or something.
Well, right.
Yeah, like an acid reflux or something.
So they get there, and like the first thing you hit with is that you're thinking this is not as fun as Jabba's palace. Like, you don't have Jabba the Hutt just kind of whirling there. You know how in Return of the Jedi, Jabba the Hutt, those whole scenes, complete absurdity because you had this Jabba the Hutt just sitting there at like just being weird and shit with his dancing girls, and he's just sitting there smoking his hookah and stuff. It had none of that charm. Instead, it was like they were in some little room that was, I don't know. Either way, Han Solo hooks up, meets up his old girlfriend who's there. And from right from the get-go, you know that she's someone else. She's the villain's girlfriend. You know that she's more than what she says she is. And you know she's going to freaking betray him. But through the course of that conversation, it's hinted that Crimson Sun has someone who they report to. There's an actual boss Paul Bettany's character reports to. The hell was this character's name? A Star Wars movie you don't know the character's names of. I mean, that's crazy. All right.
No, that's suspected, Keith. Suspected. You don't remember trash, okay?
But the big reveal, the villain was actually Darth Maul.
Sorry, his name's Dryden Vos. Dryden Vos.
That's close enough. I couldn't even correct you. Dryden Vos. you realize that Drayton Voss reported to actually Darth Maul. So Darth Maul was alive. He had the artificial legs you remember from the expanded universe. So that was a big reveal for that part. And it was actually Ray Park playing the character.
All right, that was my next question. Was Ray Park doing the character?
Yeah, it was him. That was him.
And did he fight at all?
No, no. He just kind of popped up, stood up, and pulled out his lifesaver.
No, oh, I fucking wasted it then.
And just told her, like, you're going to come with me. You're going to spend a lot more time with me. More than likely, he's going to train her, I guess, for the next solo move that would kick back into play or whatever. Kind of seeded in little hints for something else to come, but I don't think it's going to come. That was a big reveal that made me take notice of the whole thing. They also talked about how the Millennium Falcon got to be the way it was. If you remember seeing the Millennium Falcon from this movie, didn't have that divot or whatever.
Yeah, Packy explained to me that Han made a bunch of modifications to it over time.
That's the escape pod that's in between the two prongs. So during the course of the movie, they actually launched the escape pod. During the whole Kessel run, which that was a good way of doing the whole Kessel run, the ship was getting damaged and getting wrecked and everything because Han Solo was flying it. During the Kessel run, you see the damage for the Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon came to be?
What, you mean like how it got torn up and everything?
Well, how he even acquired it.
Oh, no, I didn't even talk about that. The Sabacc card game that he won, apparently Lando was cheating the first time around. The film wraps up and ends when Han Solo plays Lando again for the Millennium Falcon. This time he finds a trick card that he's got up his sleeve and beats him fair and square for the ship.
Disney, it's time to let it go.
Well,
let it rest, man. Just let it rest for these 3 years.
The thing is that Lando was almost in a relationship with the robot.
At least they tried to allude to it.
Because they're trying to push that there's no such thing as gender. And Disney is very much on board with that now. They do it with comics, with Marvel, everything. So I get where they're going with that. Not saying they should have went there, but...
That was the dumbest thing I ever saw in my life, with him holding the robot while the robot died.
Oh, yeah, he was caressing that joint.
There's no brother on earth that is going to be holding the robot, lovingly caressing her as her last breath, quote unquote, leaves. I mean, it just was asinine.
But Millennium Falcon was the way it was also because they put that robot's memory banks or whatever and uploaded it to Millennium Falcon. Way to describe how the Millennium Falcon came to be from the movies, you know, that was good. That worked out because Kessel Run, it was all getting all jacked up and kind of.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter because the whole movie, it's all MacGuffin.
Well, I can't deny that this is a bad movie. I'm not even going to fight and say I'm not like this isn't Phantom Menace or Attack of the Clones. I'm not going to sit there and argue about it. And I wasn't there looking at his face when he just
like, you did not want to see my face when I was watching this movie. No. I had so much rage and shit. I'm just done.
I mean, you know, I thought I was done with Star Trek after Star Trek Nemesis.
I just came to the realization that Chewbacca is trying to free the Wookiees. The whatever the droid is trying to free other droids. And then the Marauder is trying to free everybody in the Empire. Like, why is that the same recurring theme?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know. The robot thing, I think, was supposed to be in a running gag that apparently they tried to make far serious because that one droid's action spawned the droids just continuing doing that and then fucking up the whole heist. That should have been funny. Lando going like, God dang it, our money. You know, Lando's worried about the money. They didn't play up the Lando versus Han Solo angle. You got Lando Calrissian, who's got his own ship, dresses better, better looking, getting all the women. It should have been this more of a play on like a rivalry theirs. I mean, that should have been the whole focus of it. God damn, man. Anyone could write a better damn Star Wars movie than these assholes. Change my score to a 3. All right, because I already came up with a better plot line for the movie. Just talking about the spoiler thing, man. Change to a 3. I thought it was a 5.5. Mm-hmm. It's not a 3. All right, because I just came up.
I think a 2 better suits it, Keith. Damn. Matter of fact, you know what? Go -1.
Space fantasy with space magic and shit. There were stoplights and intersections in a damn nebula cloud. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know. I don't even remember that. So I was zoning out. I saw the movie at 9:30 in the morning. Something must have been wrong with me.
Well, that's all spoilers I can remember. So, Mike, when you go see it.
When I saw the package, he kind of just verifies everything y'all just said. I'll definitely be waiting until it hits Netflix. But movies come out so quick on video there, it ain't going to take long. So, Infinity War will be out in August. So, this will be out probably, what, October.
This movie's bad, man.
Well, when I saw Tyrone, he was like, well, just send me a text message, like a thumbs up or thumbs down after you go see the movie. And I just started sending thumbs down to everybody. It didn't matter if you were Tyrone or not. I just started sending thumbs down. It's like, what does that mean? Mediocre.
That's still a little bit high. Mediocre. A little too damn high, man. This movie's shit. The people that I know that are Star Wars fans, they're like, oh, this movie was good. But everybody's entitled to their opinion, but come on, man. Where? You know Solo's backstory and everything, so you know all that shit, right? And you listen to him restate his backstory, like saying, hey, I was part of this and all that, but they didn't like me because I didn't take orders well or some shit, or I had a mind of my own. It's like he just read that for his bio off of Wikipedia. It just seemed like he was just not really charismatic or just, he did not seem believable. He may look the part, but character that is Han Solo is an attitude and he just doesn't have it.
There is charm and charisma to Han Solo. The lead character embodies nothing of that. And even on top of that, just to show you how unremarkable this movie is, the way that he had gotten his last name.
Right. Right. So they just dubbed him Solo?
When Han Solo just decides to join the Empire because he just wants to get out there to fly ships. The person that is receiving his application says, well, all right, what's your last name? I grew up on my own.
Oh, God, yeah.
I will call you Solo.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Solo family. The hiring manager gave him the name? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Technically, you had Ben Solo, The Force Awakens, and Last Jedi. And how you got your last name is based on that idiotic crap. That's just like saying Luke Skywalker last name. He looked at the sky and he wanted to walk.
Basically. There was no creativity for that. Lazy writing, lazy everything. This movie is lazy. Star Wars is lazy as fuck now. I don't care. Fuck this series until they do something better. I'm sticking back into the past. I don't care. I was with it. I was hoping it would be something good, but it's just shit. It is fucking utter, abysmal, trifling, lazy shit. When's the next Star Wars movie coming out? Star Wars Episode 9? Who cares? I'm going to see it? Probably. Limited expectations and just, it's going to...
Don't do
I'm
it.
Gonna rush out to see it, just like I didn't rush out to see this shit.
I was on you about going to see Rogue One. You were like, "Fuse to go see it."
Yeah, still disappointed. Some of them are better than others, but they're all still shit. If it's shit, it doesn't matter what size it is. It's still shit, right? Still stinks. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's the Beast Game podcast. We have summed up the movie as much as we could. Lando was almost in a relationship with a robot.
Almost. He was in a relationship with the robot.
One of the greatest characters in Star Wars history wanted to have sex with a robot.
That makes no sense.
A fucking robot? You gotta be shitting.
I mean, my man saw Leia and hit the line of Empire for me. That man would told her. Leia. You truly belong with us up here amongst the clouds. You try to tell me this man was macking a robot? Yeah, it don't make no sense to me.
This bass was the smoothest motherfucker in the galaxy.
Yeah, he was.
He's with a robot.
Pulling robots.
Look, hard had to be like, hold up, bro. Like, hold on. Like,
back hold, up. Hold on now.
Shoot, lay ahead and look at her eye.
He's crossing the line there, but now he's...
Pulling robots left and right. Robot. Which robot will I have tonight? Your robot chose me.
I had the Duracell battery for it back. What you talking about?
Fucking Star Wars, man. What is my favorite genre? Horror. Horror is the epitome of bad shit movies.
This is a straight-to-DVD movie.
Fan film. Good special effects for a fan film. Not a professional movie. Not a fucking studio film. Shit's bad, man.
Like, I think I'm done. And Star Wars fatigue, man. That shit is real.
4 or 5 years ago, people were clamoring for new Star Wars movies.
Yep.
Just like, yeah, and you know, if they do 7, 8, 9, they can do all this stuff, but damn, who do you get?
People would still be clamoring if they were good movies. They were all good movies, and they were universally good. Some people like them, some people hate them, but one thing you can say about a trilogy, majority of people like them. That's what started off the whole Star Wars fandom. the first trilogy. The second trilogy, I would say it's a little bit more light than it's closer. You know what I'm saying? This one so far is more people hate these motherfuckers than like them. They're tired. They're frustrated. It's just like, first you're abandoning the expanded universe, which is basically your bread and butter for the Star Wars franchise. I mean, it explains a lot of shit, has a lot of good stories. You don't have to always focus on the Skywalkers or anything to do with Skywalker universe. You don't have to, because there's so many other stories in this universe. You could just branch out and do other shit that's relevant, that's important. But they still keep harping on the same shit. It's tired. It's fucking tired. And I want the Boba Fett movie to happen. I've been talking about it for years. Barry, you already know, but I'm not looking forward to it at all. I think it's going to be horrible. No faith in them whatsoever. Nothing. Nada. Like I said, the only thing I'm looking forward to Star Wars related is playing a Mando in an upcoming fan film I'm doing. That is it. That is it. I don't give a shit about Star Wars. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's just, I'm done. The only time I want to talk about it is if it has to do with anything before The Force Awakens.
James, so let's talk about The Force Awakens for a second.
Why?
Something just very much dawned on me. Kira and Darth Maul might be Rey's parents.
I am done, yo.
And Mike is just speechless.
Yep, I have no idea what to say.
Look inside yourself, James. You know it's true.
No, man. You know what? Logically, hell fucking no. But because of what the shit's going on now, there's a high possibility of that happening.
You know it in your heart, James.
That's crazy.
Close your eyes.
I'm not doing that shit. Oh, God. My soul, man.
So fucking take this shit. It's all right, James. So, that's the Beastgate Podcast. James is broken.
You laughing? I'm serious as shit right now.